And we're very excited about the Bears' upcoming season because I think they're going to be fantastic.
On the line now, you think nothing goes better with barbecue than Bandito and the visionary leader, the founding father of El Bandito Yankee. We've got the one and only Jim Bob Morris on with us. Jim Bob, welcome to WGN. Welcome to your station.
Good morning, Daniel. How are you? We've been breaking out the Bandito already this morning. Looking at it, not drinking it. We had quite the event last night, buddy, in Chicago. I was with the favorite son, Chris Chelios, and Reed Simpson, and Amos and Grace, and we were doing some Breaking Out the Bandito for karaoke last night. It was, you know how good I am at karaoke.
I do. Yeah, the reputation extends far up into the Chicago suburbs, and we are going to, over the next couple hours, we're going to be highlighting Steve McMichael, the Hall of Fame. You and I are going to be there, the Jim Bob Show Game Day Edition. We're going to be doing a ton of interviews, not only with some Chicago greats, you know, that'll be out there with us, but also with so many NFL personalities that are going to be highlighted throughout the season. So number one here, Jim Bob, and obviously you've got that great history with the Packers, but I mean, I don't think you can ignore the fact that there's a lot of excitement around this Bears team.
Well, let me tell you something. First of all, let me step back 1 second and a shout out to my buddy Timmy Shear over there at Blues Hogs. Let me tell you something. You talk about Hall of Fame experience. I tell you, we need to talk him into going with us to the Hall of Fame and setting up right there and letting everybody understand what, hey, this is real world-class, world-champion Hall of Fame stuff. Hey, we got to get back to business, but a shout-out to my boy Timmy and Dickie. Yep. and Joe and the whole team. But, hey, listen, big thing we got going on at the Hall of Fame and Mongo and you know, fighting against ALS and doing some special things. We're going to have a great time as we all get together and support Steve McMichael as he gets inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame. And what a great weekend it's going to be, man.
So as it's kind of been outside of even just the recognition and celebration for Steve and all the awareness that's been raised on the ALS side to have, and there's different players that go in at different times, but to have Devin Hester, one of the most exciting players in NFL history, and a little homage on the special team side, and then the Bears are playing in the game. I mean, it feels like the stars are aligning this weekend for Chicago.
I think the stars are going to align all year. I got to tell you something. I've got the Bears receiver core. When I say the receiver core, I'm talking about the top three and the tight end. I have them rated at number two in the NFL. I think there's a couple teams that I also like. I think I like the 49ers core and I like the Texans core. But I will tell you, we got one of the most dynamic young quarterbacks coming out. People keep asking me how he's going to be, and I said, listen, these guys coming out in this NFL class today, they have, 50 and 60 starts of major Division I college football. Because of COVID, you got some, guys that literally played 5 years. I mean, I saw the other day where this guy's going in for his seventh year of college football. I mean, so think about it. If you're playing 11, 12 games, okay, just take that times seven.
Does the NCAA have a pension program, right?
Well, they certainly will have one soon, okay? The way things are changing on that grid, I can't keep up with the NIL elements. But I will tell you, I'm a big believer in, being a former Packer and so forth and playing up in Chicago and all the rowdy fans. I mean, I know firsthand, Dane, I've had a couple of beers poured on me coming out of that tunnel at Soldier Field. I know they can get into it, but I got to tell you, I got a meeting with the Bears tomorrow. We're going to be looking at some suites for the El Bandito Yankee suite.
Wow.
That we're going to bring to Chicago. And so we're going to probably be a part of Soldier Field. And we're very excited about the Bears' upcoming season because I think they're going to be fantastic.
Well, we're breaking some news here today. And the last, of course, we'll have elbandidoyankee.com for information on that. And, of course, next week you and I will be checking in quite a bit with the station with updates from Canton as we celebrate, raise awareness, and do all that for the NFL Hall of Fame. Jim Bob, we'll let you get back to your weekend. But exciting stuff. Excited to have it on the rest of the program. Excited to see the Hall of Fame next week with you.
It's going to be a great time, Dane. I am so looking forward to spending some time with you. We're up in the Windy City this weekend. You know, I'm headed over to the Chicago Yacht Club where they have El Bandito Yankee, and we're going to have a little brunch. And I'm going to learn how to sail today, Dane. So this will be another experience I'll be able to talk about.
Wear your life vest, and we'll be safe, and we'll talk to you soon.
I don't know how to swim. I'm definitely wearing my life vest.
All right. Thanks, Jim Bob. Break out the Bandito. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, John Namoff has got his event, which is the Mongo's Hall Ball along with Tail Greeter. We're going to talk all about that.